Blog Talk Radio.
On a specified
1,000.
Help plane.
What?
Lieutenant.
No.
Sam. Draw by post. On option.
Sana Cordy, this is Taino Radio. How are you? And check this out. It must be the Spooky Link Show Monday night because the circuits are frozen. Some technical difficulties, of course. It's the Spooky Link Show. So I'm just trying to figure out the... it's kind of crazy. This only happens, the Spooky Link Show. You know why? Because spooky things occur. I'm trying my best to get the circuit back on. No time to call or to email Block Talk Radio. So I'm trying my best here. And this is going to be interesting show. Just wondering if Men in Black are at it again. Let me try one more thing. Hopefully this will start. Hope everyone enjoyed the new theme song of the Spooky Loose Show. Okay, let's see. Let's try this out. 3, 2, 1, 0. Spooky Lou, are you there?
I'm here, brother. How are you doing?
Oh, man, listen. It's the Spooky Loose Show. You know why? The circuits went off. I had no control of the circuits. This usually happens 2 or 3 days later.
I know. It made me laugh when you said that. I was like, it's typical. Go ahead. Spooky Rude. Spooky Rude.
Who's that? What? I know I heard something.
I don't know. The old theme song, right?
The old theme. That gives me chills, man, when I go to bed. I hate it. It's scary. Oh, no. No.
But you know what? I'm trying to get... I'm trying to get your co-hostess on board, and I can't do it. So let's see if... wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. It's all going on our knees. Let's say a prayer that this works. Creepy Steph, are you there? Hello?
Hey, Sanakori.
Are you there?
I am.
Uh oh. Uh oh, that hello, Sonic Cordy wasn't as cheery. What happened?
Oh, no. I guess it's because you didn't hear the first one. I said, hey, Sonic Cordy.
That's more
yeah,
like
it's
it.
Fine. You know, it's so.
Hey, dude.
Well, it's good to hear you don't sound like a demon anymore. I'm glad to hear you sound a lot better.
I know. Thanks. I don't sound like a frog anymore.
Oh, my God. Hey, what's wrong with frogs? They're cool.
Really?
Yeah, they are, yeah, but it's not sexy when you sound like one.
Wait,
when
that's
it.
You
pissed
off.
I told you that. I sounded like a toad.
Yo,
yeah,
you pissed off the
Gopis. Gopis are sexy. That's a That's a different level of sexy.
A toad. Oh, my God. Yeah, you've been sick, huh? You've been a little sick.
I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was, but I will tell you, I took a COVID test. My COVID test came back negative, but I had COVID.
Oh, wow.
And
you need to
I felt worse now than when I actually had COVID. So I don't know what it was that got me, but it got me, and I was not happy about it.
But you but you're much better now, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Like I said, the best part about it is I don't sound like a frog anymore. So that makes everything a lot better.
Oh, I spoke to her, and this is what she sounded like. Hello, are you okay? I thought she was going to laugh at me. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. She sounded the same to me, but she felt that she sounded like a toad. But no, she sounded fine. You do sound better. Now. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. You must be one of those weird people because, really quickly, Sanagori, how is it that she caught COVID and she's chilling, and then she gets a regular cold and she's dying?
Well, I don't get it. Like, this is the first cold that I got in 3 years. I don't get sick
me too.
At all, ever.
Me too. I caught a cold.
You know,
go ahead. It was bad.
No, a good cold will knock you out, man.
Yeah, but COVID
a cold. That's true. That's true. A cold
meanwhile,
would kick your butt. COVID knock you out, huh?
It didn't affect her, so that's the weird part. But she gets a cold, and she's like, you know, she's not.
Alien.
You're right.
That's the alien DNA.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
I mean, of course,
Rh negative.
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of DNA that they can't decode or decipher. So.
Well, what's your blood type? What's your blood type?
Me, I'm A positive.
Yeah. A positive? Are you sure you're A positive?
Yeah.
So it's not
RA.
Oh, wait a second. But that's why you. But that's why you got the COVID. That's how you got the COVID because they said the O positives or the O are the ones that are giving it.
Ah, como apple.
No, but that's why you got it because
this is positive.
The O positives,
yeah.
Right, are giving it.
Yeah,
they're the ones that are asymptomatic. I read somewhere. Asymptomatic
really?
Are the ones that are they're the ones that are spreading it. But does it make sense? Because most natives are all positive, not all, but most. But the thing is, they got really sick bad, and deaths too.
Yeah, they got it really bad. But
yeah,
then again, the natives that have been getting hit are also, a lot of them are on the res, and the hospitals on the res are not equipped to handle the influx of patients that came in because, you know, of course, the federal government does not treat our Native American people with the dignity that they deserve. So because they're underserviced and underprivileged, they don't have the equipment or the necessary things to be able to even properly take care of the people who were coming in with COVID. So we lost a lot of Indigenous people at a disproportionate level just because of that.
Definitely, man.
Sad. Very sad. Go ahead, very quickly. I just want to say, I know last week we were giving my friend, our friend Matt up north, you know, a shout out. Hopefully he's feel better. But unfortunately, I had sad news. I found out he passed away yesterday.
Man.
He passed away yesterday morning. I know. If anyone's ever interested, it's Matt Thordeson, and you can find him on APTN News, Aboriginals. People's Television Network did a thing on him today, and he was on Twitter. So, you know, if you like to see who he was and the work he did, they did a little short thing for him and, you know, to saying his condolences. Yeah, he had his own segment on the TV show, man. He was really cool. He was really entertaining. He was a really good guy, man. That dude was my brother, and he was a good person. And he was entertaining. It's unfortunate, you know.
Yeah, man. And he was making a comeback, too, recently.
He was. That's the weird part. He was in the hospital. He was making a comeback. he spoke a few days ago, and he's like, oh, I'm going to go home. And I was like, great, get better, because we were going to plan on going camping. He's going to come down here. But you know what?
Damn, my condolences, man.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. No. No. But go ahead.
You know what's funny?
You were saying, Luke?
You know what's funny? In all my years working in hospice care, that's one of the clues, you know, that death is coming, when all of a sudden you get this strength out of nowhere that doesn't make sense.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a lot of people say that's like your last bit of strength to say goodbye, you know, like closure, you know, whatever you need to get done. But it didn't dawn on me, though. When I saw that, I'm like, oh, man, you know, he's gonna fight this. It didn't dawn on me that that was like the last stretch. Mm-hmm. Damn, my condolences, man. I know you introduced me to him. He's a powerful guy, man.
Yeah, he's such a cool person, you know. And we were working on a project on the paranormal. We're going to bring it to the reservation, to his reservation. We were speaking to his chief at the time, but unfortunately, it didn't fall through. You know, it was a great project. Maybe I'll be able to start working on that down the line with someone else and honor him, you know, to get it going. But you know, either way, let's get back to the show. I just want to say, you know, God rest his soul. You know, my condolences to his family as well. And, but yeah, that's sad news. Well, go ahead, Lou. What were you going to say? Back to the Spooky News Show.
Well, you know what? Let's do an honoring song for him. I got a North American Warrior song here. How about that?
Well,
to honor
him. I appreciate that.
See.
Yeah, I think you would have loved that.
This is Ojibwe, right? Ojibwe?
Yeah, Ojibwe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the northern way. Yeah, so let's go for it. Matthew Thordenson. Lou, is he here?
I'm sure he could be.
He's with the Creator now, watching over us, walking over us now. All right, man.
Yeah,
it's a good man.
Hey, rest in peace. Thank you for that.
Rest in peace. No problem, man. Wow. Yeah, man. So what's up with today's topic?
The chupa chupa chupa. Chupacabra. Yeah, man. That's a very interesting topic. Chupacabra. That is a very weird topic. You know, I was really looking into it, right? It comes from our original motherland when it was first reported in 1995 in the mountains of Puerto Rico, right? And I just find it awkward because I was really trying to analyze this for the people who don't really know what Chupacabra is. Chupacabra was this, I don't even know how to explain Chupacabra, maybe like a Sonic the Hedgehog looking kind of thing that walked around in 2 feet, almost like a gargoyle. And would they would find dead animals with puncture wounds and its blood sucked out. And people claim that they've seen this all throughout the islands and through the mountains and finding all kinds of goats. I think goats was the preferable meal of choice. But I find it awkward, right? Because I started really thinking about it. And maybe there's a correlation there with aliens because doesn't the same thing happen when they find mutilated cows? No? Maybe I'm jumping into this too quick, but I started really thinking about it. I'm like, it's pretty interesting. Like, out of nowhere in 1995, you know, this is present. This isn't like 200 years ago, 500 years ago. This is this day and age. And what makes it even more interesting is that throughout the years later, there's reporting all the way down from Chile, all the way up to Mexico, all the way to the United States and Texas and New Mexico. That's pretty,
yeah,
pretty powerful. Right? I think that's it's a very weird thing, you know. And speaking of Chupacabra, I actually have a cousin. He swears that he heard the Chupacabra and he found some dead chickens in his house, in his backyard. He lives in the mountains up there, and it's pretty scary up there. I've seen so much stuff when I would go stay over there with him as well. And he swears that he also had an encounter. After he told me that, I kind of felt like, maybe there's some truth to this, you know. I trust him. I believe him. But who knows? There's a lot of other scientific. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff where people say they believe there was scientists who were working on apes or working on genetics. I don't know. We're dealing with monkeys running around, and it could have been monkeys. But why would monkeys suck blood, right? I've also heard stories of bats, giant bats sucking blood. But, I mean, all of that just sounds awkward, right? It just doesn't make sense. Well, what's your opinion on this, guys? Like, do you think it's possible there's an animal running around there? We do know it's possible because bats do suck blood. But it's not like something that's realistic. I mean, why would an animal just suck blood and keep it moving? I mean, what do you guys think?
I think my question would be more so, why would it just go after the animal? Because we're finding, or they found, numerous animal carcasses, right? But we're not finding, or to my knowledge at least, they've never found a person that had their blood sucked by the Chupacabra. So what would make the difference between the prey or the target? There are people who camp at night. There are various different ways where a person can come in contact. I mean, people are allegedly sighting them. So, you know, sometimes, yeah, animals will run away, but there are other times where the animal will charge. Why has nobody been charged and attacked as a person? Or if they have, how come their remnants weren't found if they were bled to death, you know? I think that's what stops from believing the Chupacabra myth, because my grandmother, when I tell you my grandmother used to try and torment my siblings, it was always, I'm going to call the Chupacabra is going to get you with that old meal.
I love
so,
it. I love it.
Well, Cuco got mad.
Oh, my God, the Google también, ese Dios mío. So, why would you call the Chupacabra for the kids? I've never heard of anything coming for people. So I used to question it, and I used to tell my siblings, I'm just like, don't listen to her.
But I want to tell you this, I think there is one case where this guy says he was attacked by it and he fought
really?
It off. Yeah, there was one case I remember
Did he describe it? What did it describe?
He did. He did. I think it was in that show, Aqua DRC, back in the days. Yeah, back in 90-something. I think he was walking at night, or he went out there because he heard the noise and checked on his cattle. And I believe that he was attacked, from what I remember, this is a long time ago, he was attacked and it jumped on him and he fought. It scratched him up, like he was hurt badly, apparently.
Pero no le mordió.
No, because he said that it was trying to attack him, and he did have these fangs. He said it had red eyes, and its back stood up, and it had these spikes or these weird spikes, and its back stood up, and it was like some creature you never saw, and then it took off. But apparently, I believe there was one person who claims that they were attacked and they were able to fight it off. But I'm going to pose something else. What if there were attacks? What if it did suck on people's blood? And, I mean, do you think the government would publicly say, hey, there's an animal running around sucking your blood? You think they would leak that information?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Like, if it's in El Yunque, no. I don't think that they would say anything about it because, okay, if we lose a tourist here and there or we lose a local here and there, está bien. Because that's how the government thinks, especially in Puerto Rico, unfortunately. But if it was in, like, old San Juan in the middle of the night or Aguadilla, I feel like, yeah, they would say something about it and they would put a curfew. Like, you know, don't go outside past this point or past this time, or don't go to this area because it's not safe. I think that they would put out a generalized statement first, and then, you know, because people are stubborn, they would start going to the areas just to be defiant to see what they're trying to hide. Y entonces después de eso, they would have to end up, you know, disclosing all of the information because now they're losing people left and right. But I think if it's up in the mountains or if it's up in the areas where it's not overly populated, I don't know. I think they would just leave it be. I don't think they would say anything.
What about you, Santa Claudia?
Can't believe you forgot. I was a witness of a chupacabra. I believe it was
what?
1994. The mayor of Cano. Yeah, you forgot, man. Remember? We spoke about this a long time ago. My grandmother lived in Canovanas. Yeah, my grandmother lived in Canovanas since the 70s. She lived in Canovanas.
I was about to say, does anyone know any, like, stories or anything? But please refresh it. Be detailed. Tell us the story. I'm getting the popcorn out.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, this is what happened, man. I'll set it up. Set the table up. My grandmother, Maria Torres, she lived in Espada. She lived in Canovanas in the 70s. It was a whole bunch of land that was, I forget what they call it in Puerto Rico, but
Is it mountain? Is it mountainous? Is it a mountain?
A lot of stone. Very rocky.
Okay, but it's...
And nobody wanted to live in it.
It's in a mountain.
It faces the Yunque.
Okay.
It faces the Yunque.
Gotcha.
Right in the bottom of the Yunque, but it's very rocky, so not too many people lived in this area. So my grandmother was one of many squatters, and eventually the government gave them the land for free, you know. So
really quickly,
you know,
really
eventually
quickly,
she,
for,
yeah.
Really quick, I don't mean to cut you off. For those that are listening, and Yunque is, I believe, the biggest rainforest in the United States, right, in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And it's like an Amazon. Yeah. It's like the Amazon jungle out there. You can get lost. People get lost all the time, never seen again. And a lot of mysterious things happen. UFOs and creatures are always reported seen there. And for a lot of people that don't know, there's like an Area 51 base. It's a secret base. That's where they created Agent Orange, by the way. Just for the facts for anyone listening, I didn't know what the Yunque is. Go ahead, Luke. Sorry.
Yeah, no. So it was around this time that I was actually going to move to Puerto Rico. I was Franciscan at the time, and I was thinking about living at one of the friaries there. So I had just left. Yeah, that was 95. I was leaving, and my grandmother literally built a first floor for me so I can move to Puerto Rico. So I went, And it was during this time that Jose Ramon Soto Rivera, the mayor of Canoas, better known as Chemo Soto, Chemo, he started posses. He did curfews in Canoas. He couldn't go out at night. So he did an old-fashioned, like, Western posse. People had guns and horses and you name it, cars. And I actually got to go to one of the meetings. And my grandmother was a big PNP supporter. You know, that's the New Progressive Party. So what happened was she forbade me to go. I was so upset, man. I was like, what? You can't do that, you know. This is like history, you know, and people, you can feel it in the air. People definitely believe it was a chupacabra because the cabras and the cow, the vacas, they were being sucked alive, man. And they couldn't explain how, you know. And I did speak to some people that did lose the cows and stuff. So I'm like, wow, man, this is deep. I wanted to be part of it so bad. And people had guns, and Chemo led the posse, man. It was like a whole Western, man. So I stayed home with my grandma, and I was so upset because I wanted to go. So I was in my first floor little apartment there in her house in Canoas, up in this hill, you know, overlooking the Yunque. And it was already nighttime, and they were driving around. And you can hear the horses, plop, 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 plop. I hear the cars, and they with the flashlights. And they're going house to house, mountain to mountain, looking for chupacabra. So as they were passing our area, you know, I was looking out. I'm like, oh, man, I want to be with them so bad. And then when they disappeared, I heard, like, footsteps, like a canine footstep, like, by the bushes, you know. And then it ran. Then it came back. And it was circling the house. And then when the men was coming back, I heard this thing like coming closer to the house, like to hide. It was so weird. It felt like it was a human, like half human, half dog almost, I felt. And my hairs were standing up, and it was right by the window, man, where I was staying. I cut all the lights, and I got really close to the window to see what was up, but everything was dark. And then when the men were coming again, they were circling around, this thing just took off, bam, really fast. It just took off. I'm convinced that was the chupacabra, and it was high. I came so close to it, and it kept circling around. A dog normally doesn't do that. It was just circling around. This thing had, like, intelligence, you know, and it was scouting what they were doing. And when they came around with the spotlights, this thing just took off, you know. And the men
went
towards. I was quick, man, like that speed runner, man, like that, like damn, took off. Now I don't know if the men saw it, but they definitely went towards that direction. So it could have been a dog, but this dog was circling around, like looking for a place to hide. You know, it was creepy. I felt this hair standing up, and I regret it to this day. I never took a picture of it, or I never, you know, never tried to. But I was scared, man. That's the scariest thing. Maybe it was in my imagination with the posse going around, but there were too many eyewitnesses. There was too many people that lost their cows. Like, how can you just suck the organs of a cow, right? Who's huge, through his little hole, his little incision, you know? So
did you actually spoke to people who told you that they witnessed their animals, like they found their animals dead? Like, they told me,
it was,
like, my cow's dead.
Yeah, they, I mean, these people were serious. They had their guns out. This was an official posse. It did hit the news, too, that Chemo led these posses.
Chemo Jones.
It was in the news.
I know
it was all over the news.
I think that was the first reporters out there, and he led that posse. Now, when you heard it run, did it go towards the Junque, like, in the forest, or... Was it like, that whole area just forest and mountains?
I think it went up because where my grandmother lived, she was in the middle of this big hill. It went like that way. While the men went left, it went right. But when you go right, it's way up in the hill. And on the other side of that hill is the Yunque. So whatever it was, man, it was intelligent. It wasn't like a dog, man. This thing was intelligent. It kept circling around. It kept creeping around. I was listening to it. It was just too dark. I couldn't see it. I was not going to go out there. But man, that, I don't know, man. It was right there. It was right there. It was hiding from those men. But it wasn't like a dog. I'm telling you, I can't describe it. My hair is, you know, it was creeping. It was like, then it came back, you know, like really fast. Like it was undecisive where to go.
You didn't hear any, like,
it was like a canine. It was like, it was like a canine, but yet it was intelligent. It was like, huh?
But you didn't hear any weird noises, like anything awkward or any high-pitched noise or anything, no?
No, no. It was just creepy the way it was walking. It was almost like a human walk, but yet it was fast. Like, it just took off. Then it came around. It was, like, undecisive where to go. But it was definitely watching where the men were going. Huh?
Did you hear anything before it? Like, did you hear any birds going off or any other animals?
No, I was dead quiet.
Like, distract? No, it was quiet? That's so weird.
It was dead quiet because it was a curfew, you know. People wouldn't, you know, everything, the lights were shut off. People didn't want to hear about it. But you heard the posse. The only people out on the street were the posse, and they have floodlights and stuff. Man,
no,
it was
gunshots?
Like, felt that adrenaline, man. Nah, it wasn't no gunshots, but they were serious. This is a full-blown posse led by a mayor, you know. Chemo, his name was. So,
yeah.
That was like his claim to fame was Chemo. I know I think he got reelected twice, but he tried his best. But I remember speaking to people. They were real serious. It's like, yeah, man, this is Chupacabra was real because they seen the cows.
Imagine, you know, I'm thinking, you know how the caves out there. I've been there several times. I don't know if you got to go spooky stuff, but I know that there's a section that's cut off, and you can hear like a river, because I know it's like the third deepest river in the world in that cave. And there's levels that go down really deep, and they don't let anyone go down there because there's a lot of artifacts, and at least that's what I was told, and they don't want people to destroy it or anything like that. Imagine this creature came from one of those caves and got lost and happened to come out and run around. You know what I mean? Imagine if it came from one of those mysterious places deep in the center of the earth or something and came out. Or is this an alien creature? What really makes it even more awkward is that once this thing hit the States, you know, our part of the world here, it's described differently. It doesn't look like the same chupacabra that was described down in Puerto Rico. It's a different creature, but the animals are being killed the same way. The blood is still being sucked out. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think it's possible that it could be a mutation of a mutation. So, like, whatever it is that we have in Puerto Rico, let's say it does come from, like, the caves. Right. So let's say it comes from for paranormal purposes. Let's say it does come from like the underworld or something underground. Right. And it travels through the caves and that's how it gets to land and it does the things that it does. I would think or I would assume that they would mutate to kind of conform to the areas that they're in because of the way the climate is in Puerto Rico. Maybe our chupacabra operates and looks the way that it looks because of its environmental space compared to what we have here in the sightings that they might see. Because I think what they compare chupacabra to the New Jersey devil or something like that, right?
I never heard that. That's interesting.
New Jersey devil.
I never put that together. Go ahead, explain that to me.
Yeah, so I think they compare it to the Jersey Devil, which is another supernatural animal that goes out in the middle of the night and attacks cattle. So when they describe the Jersey Devil, they describe it similar to the Chupacabra, but they have their distinct differences. And but the basis of it is it's canine-esque and human-esque at the same time. Has red eyes, it drinks blood, it eats the animals, and it poses a threat, etc. So I would think that because Puerto Rico is, you know, its climate, the area itself that the Chupacabra would be living in, it would conform to that area compared to whatever we would have here in the Northeast. It would have to conform to something that would be able to have adapted in this climate, in this kind of terrain, and that would be the reason why it would look the way that it would look. That would be the difference in the variations. They would have had to mutate through evolution just to maintain themselves over the years, over, you know, through time.
Interesting. And for those that are interested in the Jersey Devil and you want to go out there and look for it, go to look in the Pine Barrens. Apparently that's where that creature lives. But it makes sense, the description of the Jersey Devil and the Chupacabra. That sound very similar now that I think about it. I've never put two and two together. Where did you hear that? That it's been compared?
A few different lores from different regions. But overall, in general, when I started looking up places to visit, to do my own paranormal researches, when I was younger, I had come across some information about the Jersey Devil. And when I was reading about it, I was just like, dang, this sounds like the Chupacabra. And that's all I could connect it to. I have a thing with trying to, it's easier for me to remember details if I can associate something to something I'm already versed in. So I was able to remember most of the information regarding the Jersey Devil, connecting it to the similarities between the Chupacabra. So that's where that connection had come in for me. But it was really interesting. Overall, it's just a really interesting idea to compare it, because it provides a different kind of perspective, because it's either lore or it's either true, you know. At one point, mm-hmm. at what point can we continue to disregard what people are claiming that they're seeing or taking pictures of or drawing, and then identifying it as one thing, and then you find out in a completely different region that predominantly doesn't even speak the language, they're talking about the exact same thing, you know?
Well, the interesting thing is, I don't know how interesting it is, but in the U.S., they've claimed, Latin America and the U.S. describe the Chupacabra looking differently than it does in Puerto Rico. Second, they've captured, quote-unquote, Chupacabras. They've killed, I don't know if you've heard this, they've killed, quote-unquote, Chupacabras, and they've got DNA of this so-called Chupacabra. But every time they've done the testing, it just comes back with some sort of dog or some sort of coyote that has mange. So that's why they look off and weird, and, you know, but once again, how's it sucking blood? You know, how is that sucking? It's just a very odd situation that's going on there. And you know what? I did poor research on this. I should have looked it up when the last sighting in the Chupacabra has been. I'm not sure when that has been. I do know that when before in Puerto Rico I was there, I remember I asked, one of my cousins said that every once in a while people still say that they see it. It's not as common as it used to be because it calmed down and it stopped, but every once in a while it creeps out again, or they'll find cattle, whatever, that's with its blood sucked out, you know? I mean, wow. Could it be some an alien? Is it aliens, like, with the whole cattle mutilation? I mean, could there be some sort of correlation here? There has to be, if you ask me.
That's interesting.
I'm asking myself. Go ahead.
No, that's interesting, because as soon as I had typed in Chupacabra, because I wanted to look up the last sighting, mm-hmm. I got a photo, and I'm going to send you the photo, since you just talked about aliens. I think you're going to find it interesting.
Sure. Please post it on the Spooky Lou's Paranormal page on Facebook so the listeners can see it too if you get a chance. I'll do it.
Okay. Sounds
oh, yeah,
good.
This is the tip. Yeah, this is the typical chupacabra that's described in Puerto Rico.
Looking
but
like an alien?
Yeah, this is the typical one that people have said they have seen in Puerto Rico.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Tanakori, where'd you go? You're like the closest
right.
witness to anything. What happened?
Is he sleeping? ¿Dónde se fue?
No, you know what it is? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. You were sleeping with the chupacabra?
No, I found a footage from 1996 in Puerto Rico. It's a minute, 28 seconds. When you hear it, it's kind of cool, man.
Why not? Let it play.
Hold on a second. Let me get this done here. 96, man.
Don't
let it be fornication, Tom. No. Hold on a second.
Decenas de personas acuden a diario en horas de la noche al barrio Espinosa, sector Los Rodríguez, para ver lo que ellos alegan es el chupacabras. Lo interesante del caso es que en este lugar no se han reportado misteriosas muertes de animales, pero son muchos los que aseguran haber tenido la experiencia de verlo entre la maleza.
Eso es como si tuviera una piel como si fuera el cocodrilo. Tiene una baba verde por todo el cuerpo, los ojos son prendidos en candela, y camina como en cuclilla.
Tiene unos dos en la noche y entonces ese animal pues minorizaba. Los ojos se iban cerrando poco a poco, lentamente. Entonces varios de los compañeros que estábamos ahí, cuando logramos con unos focos bastante potentes, logramos que todo el animal. Es como si tuvieron algunos vellitos, no mucho pero como unos vellitos sencillitos por encima. Y así yo creo para oscilar hacia abajo.
Cada noche sale una expedición, algunos con lentes especiales que permiten mayor visibilidad, otros simplemente esperan que el animal aparezca y otros creen que se trata tan solo de visiones. Nadie le puede asegurar que usted tendrá un encuentro con este fenómeno, lo que sí es que no le faltará el café, los interminables relatos y hasta las camisetas alusivas al fenómeno denominado chupacabras.
Yo, that's the best, man. I remember that. That during these posses, they used to have coffee at the end. Coffee and cheese and crackers.
That's a Puerto Rican thing. Coffee and hot chocolate. You know what I was thinking the whole time you were playing this? There's probably like maybe 75% of my listeners that are saying, what? What are they saying? I don't speak Spanish.
I know, man. Well, the people, we got listeners from Quisqueya. We got Puerto Rico, Borinquen. Let me see, a visit to the Chupacabra. Wow, there's a lot of great videos, like 10 years ago.
What about any clips from, like, in the U.S. in the Chupacabra? Have you come across it?
There's a clip of one that from Texas, they actually caught one, Chupacabra.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like what the people describe as a hairless, pointy, spiky hair. But it says real Chupacabra in Cook County. But they're saying it was
like
a raccoon with no hair.
Yeah, see, and it looks like you just make a bad meme and you don't know what it is. It's like, just roasted. They look pretty messed up, man. I don't know. Yeah. I find that just very interesting.
But you know,
do you think it could be? Go ahead.
No, but what you heard those people talking, they look like they weren't lying, man. See, that's the same impression I got.
That's
what scared me. These people are serious, man.
Like, they really
They
believe,
saw it. These are eyewitnesses. They're describing it.
Yeah, they believe in what... They really believe whatever it was that they saw, it's for real. Like it's not... I agree with you. These people don't sound or even look like they're lying. It sounds like, you know, they really believe whatever it is they experience is factual to them. You know, it's something that they saw. So it is real to them, and I don't get any indication of them lying either. Why?
And how to get money?
Yeah.
2 seconds of fame? I don't understand. No, man, a lot of these people, this is a...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. If I'm going to post a video on the Taino Radio website. Maybe I'll do it on yours, too. But the thing is that you can see the people are there, and there's different people. There's young people, older people. There's a grandmother talking. And these people are serious. And that's my encounter, too. These people were serious. They were scared, you know?
But that's what I was saying. This is their livelihood, right? This is what they rely on. This is what this is how they make their money, a lot of these people. So why would they make something like this up? Why would they? They're not going to get any money from the government. No one's going to feel sorry for them. Say, here's an extra $500 for losing your cattle. No one's going to care, right? Why would several farmers all over, not just Puerto Rico, but all over the world, for not all over the world, but on this side of the world, you know, in different parts of the country and the states here, will lie? I mean, I can see some people for attention. Some people are on drugs. Mm-hmm. Some people do need medication. Mm-hmm. But I think when you have that many, I mean, is mass hysteria, you know, I mean, is that contagious? But why would these people have to lie? You know, I just don't think they're lying either. I agree something awkward definitely does exist. Something awkward definitely killed their cattle. And how do we even know that the blood is missing? I mean, were there scientists involved, right? I think that guy, Kimo Jones, did bring scientists, right, and doctors to investigate the dead animals. You don't know.
Wait, can you repeat that again? Hold on, say that again.
Yeah.
I lost you for a minute.
Kimo Jones, right? Did he bring in, like, scientists? You know, like, how do we know for sure that the blood is missing in these animals?
Oh, right. Well, the eyewitnesses, man. I know I spoke to people in Canoana. They said that when they saw the cow, it was had no organs, no blood, nothing. It was just sucked out. I said, chuparon, todo, los órganos, todo. The blood, the organs,
even
the heart.
Organs. Wow. Maybe it's a secret experiment.
Yeah, that's
maybe
what it is.
Go ahead. You think it's a secret experiment?
I don't know. Well, you know, they got that island off from Ceiba where they do experiment on animals.
I
fished there, you know. It's like a little small island. You see it in the distance, and the local people told us that when after Hurricane Maria, all these different monkeys, mutated monkeys, were found on the shore, and people were told not to go by the water, and all of a sudden these mysterious people showed up, and were all gone. These monkeys were all gone that were there.
And I've heard about that island. I've heard that's where people believe the chupacabra came from. It's some sort of a government experiment on these animals that were occurring, and it escaped the lab. Right? What's the name of that island?
I forget what they called it, but it was like,
And no one's allowed on there, right? You're not allowed.
But there's a boat. There's a boat with passengers, like scientists, that go there every day. There's a boat that takes them.
Really?
Yeah.
Who knows what's
like
going
biologists
on
and scientists. Huh? Oh, yeah. But after Hurricane Maria. No, after Hurricane Maria, they found all these monkeys that were, like, mutated. And people
wouldn't fish
for a while. They wouldn't fish there for a while because of the monkeys.
On the island?
Was that?
In Cayo Santiago?
I don't remember. It was right off Ceiba. It was right off the Ceiba. It's a great fishing area where people go fishing for sardines, and also tropical fish are all over there that people throw back. But I'm trying to think, man. Ita, if you're listening, call on in, man, because you know about all that, huh?
Piñero?
Damn, I don't remember, man. I should look it up, but Ceiba. And you can see the island. It's not too far. You can see. It's kind of creepy, too. Like Dr. Marlowe, right? Island, whatever. But But during Hurricane Maria, oh, and all the trees, all the coconut trees are like had nothing on there. It was just sticks. You can still see the devastation of Hurricane Maria on that island.
Wow.
But people will tell you about those monkeys, man. They're mutated monkeys. Some didn't have hair. Some had different color hair.
I've always heard that every once in a while monkeys escape from that place and they're all like mutated. I've always heard that.
Mhm. Yeah, man. So maybe Chupacabra, you know, like, it's funny because the local people tell you that they do experiments. Chupacabra was like an experiment gone bad. You know, so you hear from people. But I was scared. Whatever, you know, that anxiety that builds up when you're in danger, I've definitely felt that. I'm just...
I would have been scared,
regret.
Too. I'm not
I could have been the guy with the photo, man. You know? See, back then we had those photos. Huh? I had a camera, too,
say,
man.
Oh, okay.
I'm the guy.
You buy, like, at Walmart. Walgreens.
I'm the guy that's like, yeah, so Chupacabra. Why don't you take a picture of it? You know what I mean?
Dude,
but I believe those people, man. I believe them. It's like you're so scared, man. Like, things are going to break in your window. So, I don't know, man.
No,
I blew my opportunity.
No, you didn't. You might have a chance to go back and hang out with Chupacabra in the future.
I won't.
You might see
what happens, man. That's right, man. It's in Texas now. I mean, that's the last sightings, right? Of Texas.
I don't know. There's a lot of Chupacabras in Inwood Park last time I went there. So, take a picture there.
Yeah, right?
No.
I don't know, man. I just...
No? Spooky stuff. No? You didn't get that? You didn't get it either?
Mira,
you
know,
you
already see nada. I was just going to leave it on.
Oh, Culebra.
Yeah.
Culebra, there you go. Culebra de Chupacabra. Yeah. I could use one too. No, let me stop. I don't want that. All right, I don't know. But,
I don't know, man, but it was beautiful, man. That place is amazing, though.
Chupacabra?
That place is amazing where you go fishing and then you see that island. Everything's beautiful except when you see that island. You can tell something creepy going on in there.
It's probably abandoned now then, right? Or maybe not. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing over there. Not a lot on there anyway. It's like that area as well in Junque, you know. You walk around there and then you hit that fence all of a sudden and it says, beyond this point, you will be shot. Straight up, that's all it says. You're like, what? Doesn't even
you
even know what's back there. It's one sign, beyond this point. You will be shot. Like, what's out here? Nothing. You know, but what if there's a bunch of chupacabras living in the forest out there? In that rainforest. I mean, nobody really walks through. Nobody really can walk through it, right? It's so dense.
Yeah.
Or am I wrong?
No, it is. It's very, very dense. They've created man-made paths for people to be able to experience certain trails, but if you go off the trail, good luck coming back. That's why so many people get lost.
Yeah, no one's come back. Once you're lost, no one has ever been. I think only one person was found. But
I believe you're correct. One person somehow made it back. I do know a family that got lost, and they thought they were on the trail, and somehow when they didn't realize that they weren't on the trail and they were lost. And out of nowhere, they said that they were surrounded, like literally these military guys. They had no idea. They were right next to them, machine guns, but they were camouflaged, all of them. And they came out of nowhere, and they were like, what are you doing here? And they're like, we're lost. So they said, follow us. And then they trenched for a minute, and then they found another trail, and they told them, follow that trail, and you'll get back. And it took them a while, but they said eventually they made it back. If it wasn't for them, who knows what would have happened. So the military is out there. Why? I don't know, but they're out there. I don't know what they're doing. And who knows how much they've explored. Because like you said, it's so dense. Like you said, there's certain areas that you are allowed to go and you can go. But once you go in too deep, you know, good luck. Because you're right, Mo. I think only one person's ever been found, right? Once they're gone or once they get lost. I think you're right.
Well, look at that. I just found a YouTube clip that talks. It's called Monkey Island. There's a whole bunch of clips on it, Monkey Island, before and after Maria, Hurricane.
Oh,
yeah, they
okay.
showed. They,
so,
they
yeah.
They're showing the monkeys.
So could it be a mutated monkey that's doing this? I mean, did we create a weapon?
Oh no, man.
Or is it
kinda...
an alien? Could it be an alien? You know, is it an
but
alien?
Monkey,
and dropped the alien.
The
off?
Monkey to Monkey Island. Guys, check that out, man. Whenever we have a time, Monkey Island. It says right over on my cow. That's right on my cow. Yes, my bad, Cayo Santiago. You were right.
See, I know a little bit of something every once in a while.
Isla de los Monos, that's what it's called. Cayo Santiago, Cayo. Monkey Island, damn it, man.
Island of the Monkeys.
Let me see. Punta Santiago. Punta Santiago, that's right, that's your home turf, right? Stephanie?
Who, me?
Me?
Stephanie, that's your hometown. Humacao.
No, it's not. Oh. No, I'm not from Humacao. That's I'm drawn to Humacao. Humacao is where I go.
Oh, that's right.
Every time I visit, but my family's from San Lorenzo in Cagua.
That's right. I forgot. Yeah, San Lorenzo. That's it. Which is not too far.
Yeah,
Humacao. So
wow.
Who's that?
I said no.
Very beautiful.
Humacao does have my heart.
There you go. So anyone listening, listen to Making Up Monkey Island. Got to check that out. Hey, maybe we do a little special on that one day, Monkey Island. But then again, they got the local legends.
Super Island.
They actually let you take a boat. They do tours off of on a boat, and it'll take you around the island so that you can see the monkeys, but you can't get off the boat to go on the physical island. But you can take the tour,
right?
They'll take you around, they'll show you, you know, where the monkeys are, they'll show you the entire perimeter of the island, but you can't get off the boat. Everything is just on the boat.
Yeah, it's called Rescuing Monkey Island. Helping Puerto Rico's Punta. Wow, look at that. They're trying to help them.
So none of you have family that's ever said they come across the Chupacabra or believe in the Chupacabra?
Like I said, I spoke to them in Canoas. Yeah, they won't believe it.
What about your aunt?
They believe
it. Or your grandmother?
My grandmother didn't let me go out because she thought it was going to kill me.
Oh, she believed it too. Okay.
I think almost every Puerto Rican from the island has a little ringing in the back of their ear, in the back of their head when it comes to the Chupacabra. Even if they don't want to believe it, they still won't do certain things because of the chance of maybe. I just think that's just a thing with us. Like, oh, you know, don't do this because the Chupacabra might get you. It's just like, but it's not real. Yeah, you're right. It's probably not real, but don't do it anyway just in case, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, that's...
Chip, I got on my son. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
yeah,
we have a Chupacabra song whenever you want to... We're running out of time, but we do have a song.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, is it we're out of time?
Yeah, we're out of time, but it's up to you. Want to go... You got any more comments?
No, I don't have any more comments, but I do want to say I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You know, it's always mad love. It's greatly appreciated. When you have time, please go and like Unknown New Mexico on Facebook, Unknown New Mexico on Facebook, and Spooky Woo's Paranormal on Facebook as well. You know, and come give a shout-out, send us an email, tell us what your next topic is. I'm going to tell you right now, next week I want to do a show on Rh negative blood and how rare it is and if there's any correlation with aliens, with the Rh factor. What do you guys think?
I said go for
crickets.
It. Why not? Why not? I mean, we touched on the genetics a little bit now talking about the possible mutations of the chupacabra, it's a good way to hop on in, the topic.
Yeah, I definitely do that. Go ahead.
It's that alien blood, the blonde ones, right, that are alien? Star people that are blonde?
I don't know about the blonde ones. I think it's deeper, and there's more to that. But, you know, like, for example, really quickly, you hit me. I was really interested when Steph said that there's DNA that they don't know that she has. Did I hear you correctly?
Yep.
Like, what do you mean?
Oh, yeah, I got that too. 23andMe.
A lot of indigenous people, from what I'm seeing, when they take the 23andMe test, or a lot of people who have Neanderthal DNA, have a little section in their genetic breakdown from 23andMe that says unable to identify it. I don't remember the exact terminology that they use. I'm going to actually see if I can log in very quickly to see if I can tell you exactly what the wordage is. It says unassigned. Unassigned DNA. So basically, they have no information, no genetic pool, nothing that they can compare this small percentage of DNA to at all. So they just label
what's
it
the percentage?
Unassigned. For me, I have about 3 or 4% unassigned DNA.
That's like half of your foot. They have no idea where it comes from.
Right, like my whole big toe. They don't know where it comes from.
What about you, Lou? You have that same issue?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't know what
it
is.
What's the percentage? Is it
you know, when I first got my 23andMe, when I first got it, it was like 33%. I think they're figuring it out little by little. I think it's 11 now. But
that's awesome.
I should post.
Weird.
I've always
been. Yeah, because they know. Word, man.
That's
but they
why
know what everything.
Monday night.
That's why what?
I said that's why I'm with you guys every Monday night.
There you go.
That's
there
right,
you
man.
Go. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh no, this is just out of control. I say. Oh damn! Hold on a second. So listen, I got that song. Wanna hear it? And then we'll close the show.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Play the song. Let's do it.
Oh damn! It shut off. You see what I mean? It sounded good, but this is a Spooky Loose show. It does that.
I know.
Okay, let's try it again. Let's try it again.
Some people say they have seen the chupacabra. After some tequila, he was sent to the Lavada. He doesn't know where he has come from, making all the Mexicanos looking like a thumb-thumb. They say that he's a monkey. I think the whole story's just a little funky.
Yo, I like that, man. Chupacabra. Good
That's
night,
what
everyone.
Was
that? Someone.
I
know you were there.
Chupacabra. No, I was going to say the Chupacabra actually inspired a lot of songs, rock songs, stupid songs like that. If you go to YouTube, type in Chupacabra music, you're going to get a whole listing of different kind of Chupacabra songs. I just thought it was pretty interesting. But yeah, no, thank you for tuning in. You know, mad love. Tune in next week. We're going to do an Rh negative show on your blood, any correlation to aliens. So be prepared. It's going to be exciting. Call in next week. Send us messages. And thanks, guys, for being on the show with me. Love you, Spooky Steph. Love you, Sana Cody. And you guys have a good night.
There we go. I just want to apologize to all the farmers throughout the years. I'm sorry that the scientists still cannot explain why your cows and your goats, like cabras and la vaca, why you wake up in the morning and all you find is skin and bones. Right? I like apologize to all those farmers. The mystery has not been solved. All right, dude. See ya. Good job, man. We'll see you next Monday. We'll see what blood types we could talk about, right?
Let's do it, yeah. All right, negative aliens, where are you?
Hold on a second. The screen just froze again. See? There you go, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, man.
Pokey.
Who's that? I know I've heard something. The Greco looking, I know they know. The listener, what would John do? I heard them. Now I need to run. There's nowhere to go with them. Help me. I need some help. Help me. Oh my God, I heard that. What are you doing? No, do that. I'm so scared. Help me.